Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Chavdal. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin with Tesdiv Masra. Tes begins with the words of the Gemara. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Chizda. The Braisa supports that of Rav Chizda. Actually, Tes comes to explain how does the Braisa sound like Rav Chizda? Because the Gemara brings Rav Chizda said that the Halacha, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to light with Shem and Sreif on Shabbos. What is that talking about? That's specifically a case of Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos. Because you're not allowed to burn Kachma on Yom Tov, so the burning of Truma is forbidden like the burning of Kachma. So the Gemara says, oh, the Braisa says like Rav Chizda. Why? Because the Braisa says all those cases that we said you're not light for them for Shabbos, you're allowed to light for them for Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, except for Shem and Sreifa, because you're not allowed to bring Kachma on Yom Tov. So it sounds like that the reason why you're not lighted is the way Rav Chizda said it is because you can't bring Kachma on Yom Tov. But on that, as Taisa Vim Temi, if you're going to say, Taisa has to take a second look. Because to the contrary, how does it sound from this Braisa like Rav Chizda? But Ramashma, but the inference is actually the opposite. It sounds like that whatever, you could light those on Yom Tov, Chutz Mishem and Sreifa, except for Shem and Sreifa, which it sounds like the aim of Ligan Bishabbos for Loibi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to light those candles not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov, as the inference seems to say. What you can't light on Shabbos, you could light on Yom Tov. But it sounds like what you cannot light on Yom Tov, you can't light on Shabbos, because you make the gzer of Yom Tov Atur Shabbos behind the lake Rav Chizda. Well, that's not like Rav Chizda. The day might lake Shabbos to the contrary, if I'm a regular Shabbos, that's not on, if it's not Erev Shabbos Yom Tov, that you're not allowed to. So the inference actually says not like Rav Chizda. Mishlemite says, what you could say is the Hachakam, this is what the Bais is saying. There's an inference over here that the Gemara is being medayik from. All those that we said you're not allowed out in Shabbos, madlikim yom tov, you're allowed in yom tov. And there's a kolshkin over here, kolshkin oisish madlikim Shabbos. And for sure, then which you could light on Shabbos, that madlikim yom tov, it's on that dig that you could light on yom tov. On that is what the Braisa is coming to say. On that dig, chutz mishem and sreifa, except for the shem and sreifa, sheava bishem madlikim Shabbos, and that's like Rav Chizda, even though you do light on Shabbos, meaning Erev Shabbos. Of course, there's no Isra of Sreifas Kachim because it's a regular Shabbos. Still, Eim Adlikim Yom Tov Chul, you don't burn it on Yom Tov because, like the Braisa says, which was the reasoning of Rav Chizda, because the Isra of Sreifas Kachim, but not to make the Deek and make it sound like, oh, it sounds like Rabba because you actually cannot do it on Shabbos. No, what you could do on Shabbos, which is the Sreifas Kachim, that the burning of the Truma Temeah, that you cannot do on Yom Tov, because that's the one exception that we're saying that you cannot burn the Shemit Sreifa, even though you could light that on Shabbos. Continuing next taste of Masal Tetz begins the words of the Gemara. You boil with the following question. What's the halacha? Do you mention Chanukah, meaning the Allah Nisim of Chanukah, in Birchas HaMazon and benching? Which Taz comes to ask, why did the Gemara say this question over here? The Gemara has the doubt, do you mention the Nes of Chanukah in Birchas HaMazon? Taz asks, Tam, it's a wonder. The Ach Milsa, this halacha that the Gemara is asking, how about Leila Sukkalel? The Gemara should have concluded this earlier, Gabimil de Chanukah, when it was discussing the topic of Chanukah. Why, in other words, was there interruption between the laws of the Chanukah with a halacha of Ner Shabbos regarding Shem and Sreifa? We're going back to halacha of Mishnah, and Taisa doesn't answer that question. We continue next Taisa of Maschot. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Malahaska Shal Chanukah with Birchas HaMazon. What's the halacha with mentioning Chanukah Alanisim in Birchas HaMazon, as we mentioned in the previous Taisas? Taisa comes to explain, well, why didn't the Gemara have the doubt regarding Tefillah regarding Shema Nesra? The Gemara has the question regarding, do you say Alanisim Birchas HaMazon? So Taisa says, B'tefillah Pshidili Damascus. Regarding davening, it was obvious to the Gemara that you do mention, and Tzitzis gives a different reasoning than Rashi. Mishum de tefillah b'tzibuhu, because tefillah is done in tzibur, in shul, with many people. Veikar pesul minis, and that's a publicization of the miracle, which that's the whole purpose of the Yom Tov. So therefore, yeah, you're going to mention it. Al-Birich Samazim, but benching Shvabayis, which is done in the person's house. Leikar pesul minis, is not so much pierced from hanes. And that's where the Gemara had the question, do you say it in Birich Samazim or not? Ten next Tzitzis of Maschot says, begins the words of the Gemara, Masker Bahida. If you're mentioning it, you're going to mention in the part of Neidlecha in Birchas HaMazon, which Tais explains why, because the Al HaNisim, what's the whole subject matter of Al HaNisim? Haidahi, it's Thanksgiving, and which is the subject of Neidlecha, which is to give thanks. But Leit Tefillah, it's not part of prayer, and therefore it's not in any other part, like in the B'nai Yerushalayim, which is actually like the next Tais of Maschot. Tais begins the words of the Gemara, B'nai Yerushalayim. Tais can explain why did the Gemara have the Havamina that Chanukah should be mentioned in B'nai Yerushalayim. And Taisa explains the reasoning why, like Yalav Yavai, is mentioned in Yerushalayim. The Gemara brought the Rava thought to say Al Nisim in the third bracha by Yerushalayim in Birchas Hamazon. Tei says Kamei Berish Chaydish, like Berish Chaydish. Shemei Al B'Yavei by Yerushalayim. You say Al B'Yavei in the third bracha by Yerushalayim. Now, what's the reasoning? Mishum the Al B'Yavei he tefila b'sachanunim. The Al B'Yavei is a prayer and a supplication. Teknu by Yerushalayim. There they instituted to be in the bracha of by Yerushalayim. The Hinami Tefila, which is also a prayer. Ubiyutches teknu b'avodaso to in Shemayne Esrei. They also instituted Al B'Yavei in the bracha of Ritzei. She tefila Hashem Yisrael Yerushalayim, which that's a prayer to return the Jewish people to Yerushalayim. So the Al B'Yavei is praying regarding Yerushalayim, therefore it's over there. But like we said in the previous tesis, whereas Al Anisim is Aida, therefore it's in the bracha of Neidlach. And so too, by davening in Shemayin Esrei, it's by the bracha of Moedim. So the next tesis, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Aidimor, maybe, kimin delay asa basis malacha, v'chulu, or maybe, no, since it is not forbidden in malacha, which tesis asks, in the Gemara Megillah, it sounds like that actually on Rosh Chodesh it is forbidden to malacha. In other words, the Gemara had a doubt. Do you mention Rish Chaydish and Birchas Hamazon? And what's the sides of the question? Do you say that on the one hand, Rish Chaydish is Deiraisa, so you have to mention it? Or do you say that, no, since it's not forbidden in doing Malacha, like we just Shabbos and Mayam Tevim, and therefore you mention it, maybe Rish Chaydish you wouldn't mention it. But Tais is bothered, Vahadam, or Beper Gimel the Megillah. This that it says in Megillah Dachov, Bezim Abez, it says, Koshish, Bebit Malacha La'am, whatever it has that it would stop people from going to work, could go in the Seber, a test bav, like on a public fast or a Tisha B'Av, where you're allowed to do work. So then, current Shleisha, so then you're only going to lane three aliyahs because we don't want to lane more because it's going to stop people from going to work. But if it's not going to stop people going from work, where there you're forbidden to do work, so then the halach is going to be then Kairin Dalit. So then you're going to have four aliyahs because we're not bothered by having more people because, not anyways, no one's going to work. So you see that in Rish Chaydish it is forbidden to do work. So how could our Gemara say Rish Chaydish is not forbidden to do work? So it's that's just a custom. She'im regilin lasas malacha, where people are not accustomed to doing work in Rish Chaydish. And that's why we're saying that it's not such a loss by lengthening davening a little bit longer. But as our Gemara says, it's not a real bona fide issa malacha. And therefore that's why the Gemara was saying that maybe one should not mention, does not have to mention Rish Chaydish in Birchas Hamazon. See the next taste of Masal Taz begins with the words of the Gemara. The Tani Rav Eishia Kaba say that we learned in the Braisa by Rav Eishia like him, which taste comes to explain that why didn't resolve from the same Braisa that we had previously about mentioning Chanukah. That is the Gemara Machleik is Rav Chanina. Do you mention Rish Chaydish and Birchas Hamazon? Rav says you do. Rav Chanina says you don't. So the Gemara brought, as our tested Masal quotes, is Braisa Rav Eishia, which is like Rav, which said that the days that there's a Kaba Musaf like Rish Chaydish and Chalamoid, so you do mention the Al B'Yava in Ritzei. And if not, and if you didn't mention, then you have to say it over. And you even mention Birchas Hamazon. But if there's no Karban Musaf, like Bahab, Tainis Mamadis, so then you'll say the Me'ein HaMa'ira in Shemei Tefillah. But if you forget, you don't have to repeat it over, and you don't mention in Birchas Hamazon. So you see, like Rav, that you do mention Rish Chaydish because you have the Musaf. But on that, as Taisis is bothered by a question, previously the Gemara had a question regarding, you mentioned Chanukah and Birchas Hamazon, so why didn't you resolve from this Brice, which explicitly says that any day that doesn't have Musab, you don't mention in Birchas Hamazon, Chanukah doesn't have Musab. So Taisis comes to forewarn that question. He says, Mahacha loy have a bayil mifshalel. From this Brice, the Gemara did not want to resolve the previous question. The Einu maske Chanukah and Birchas Hamazon. Seemingly you see explicitly that you're not going to mention Chanukah and Birchas Hamazon because you don't have a Musab. Says Taisis, because the ikel mitzvah, because you can reject it. Why? Because the daf could not get tiny as my mother's. Because what's the cases that the Braisa says is excluded, that does not have a mentioning in Birchas Hamazon? Is the public fast and by the Mamadis, which they do by the days of the Karbanis. Avol Chanukah, Purim, the inference is that Av Pirshe Ein Bem Karban Musav. Yeah, although there you're right, it's in the categorical example of the Braisa that if it doesn't have Musav, that you don't mention it. But maybe Tzorch Lahasker, and that's why the Braisa doesn't mention Chanukah and Purim, you would have to mention it in Birchas Hamazon. Mishum Perin Suminisa, because it has the concept of Pirshe Manas. Now, but now to say the opposite is also true. The Ibchalekele Mifshet, and you cannot, however, resolve the opposite. That obviously then you do say it in Birchas Hamazon. No, because the Dilma Nakatanias Mamadis, maybe the reason why they only picked those cases is Mishum, simply because they wanted to illustrate that those cases, that the reason why you don't mention the Me'ein Hamar in the Birchas Hamazon is as the Girsa adds on the word, She'ein Behem, because they don't have Tfilas Musaf. But who had in the Chanukah, the same thing would be by Chanukah, this which doesn't have Musaf. However, one thing does conclude, although you're right, we cannot resolve it either way from this Braisa Rav Eishia, but Af B'Chanukah Purim, also B'Chanukah Purim, Im Lo Yom HaBetfilah, if you did not say that on Yisim and Davening, The halacha is a machzir noisa. We don't make him go ahead and say over the davening. Because the tanya, but he had you b'tesefta the brachas, like it's taught explicitly in the tesefta. That unlike, let's say, yalav yavai, where if you forget it, you have to say it over. But by the alanisim in davening, one would not have to say it over. Tanak tes de maskot begins the words of the gemara tainiyis umamodis, the fast and the mamodis of the Yisraelim, which were correlated to the avoidus of the group of the kahanim, arve shachas and mincha b'chulu. That then they would go ahead and say their Me'in HaMa'iru. Tosfos comes to qualify that why don't we say the prayer of Anenu in the tefillah of Ma'ir v'Meshachas, which the Braisa taught that there are the days when there's no Korban Musaf, like Baha, Baitanis, Mamodis. So Ma'ir v'Meshachas and Mincha, you daven Shemayin Esrei, you say Anenu, which we know is the Me'in HaMa'iru in Shemayin Tefillah. But if you didn't say, you don't have to say it over again. So Taisus brings the Mashapir Shagaanim, which Rashi brings this also, that the Ga'inim explain, She'inon regilim lo'imra arvis, that our custom is not to say Anenu by Ma'irev, Afel HaShachris, even in the morning. We don't say Anenu, why? Even though then the people are already fasting. Shemayer lo'inis chayli oy bomis. What happens is a person might happen, they might get an illness or this ravenous appetite, which the halacha is that he's not going to be able to finish the fast, he's going to eat. So benimtza shakar mitrilos is going to come and that he was lying in his prayer, that he was saying that answer us because of our fasting, when it turns out the person didn't have this halacha b'tainus. So therefore, only by mincha, which is later in the day, then we're going to assume you're going to finish it off. But by Meir and Shachar's, then you're not going to go ahead and say the tefillah of Anenu. But then the question is, masha shatz mispal shachar's, and why does the shleich tibba, even in our minig, does say Anenu by shachar's? Why we're not concerned it might not be finished off? I know the reason is l'fishiyef shleisan echemem. It's not possible that one of the people in the tzibur is not going to go ahead and finish the fast, and therefore the shleich tzibur who's representing them could say Anenu even in the morning. But the problem is, v'kashal l'ri, the reason bothered by this in the interpretation of the ge'inim, because if that's the case, that we're concerned it's going to be like a false prayer. How could a person quote borrow his fast and pay back a different day, which the halacha is that you could say, although you were supposed to fast this day, you could say you can eat today and make it up a different day. It could turn out that he's lying in this prayer, even before the tekan of the meaning before the tekan of the ge'inim. Then even by my time, a person would go ahead when he's fasting, he would go ahead and say the prayer. But the problem is, Leil Beperikama earlier in the first paragraph of Yerav Manav, the Gemara tells us, Leizev Marvelifer, there was a story where they said, let the master borrow and pay back a different day, and but the Rebbe is bothered, but how could they even have proposed that? He said, oh, it's a tiny scholem, he can't, but what was the proposal if it's going to turn out that he had said a false prayer? So it seems like not like the takana of the gun. Ketanek tez de masal tez begins the words of the Gemara, Elohot dami, rather, what could it could be compared to? Damar of achtavai b'chulu, tez comes to explain that why did Rav say two different same halachas, which the Gemara brought, the words of Rav Gidla Merav, that he said that in Rosh Chodesh, the falls on Shabbos, so when you make the Haftar by the Navi, you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh in the Bracha of Haftar. Now, whereas by Shabbos is the, there's no Navi, because although on Shabbos you're going to go ahead and say it, but there's no Navi in Rosh Chodesh, for sure, and since the whole reading of the Navi is only because Shabbos, you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. That was one halacha the Gemara was trying to bring as a raya for our sugya. Then the Gemara of Achtabayim Rav Masna Merav that Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, which as the Gemara said, oh, that was the one that's more similar to our Gemara's discussion. So makes Haftarah by Navi in Mincha b'Shabbos. Then even though Yom Tov itself in the morning you do have the Haftarah, but in the afternoon you don't. If not for Shabbos, you wouldn't say it's therefore you're not going to mention Yom Tov even by the Navi by Mincha. But Tais Bader Tame, it's a wonder. Tarti Milsa the Rav Lamali. Why do we need these two teachings of Rav? Lishmina Yom Tov Shachalis b'Shabbos. Say the second teaching the Gemara said, which is Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, which we're saying that even though on Yom Tov you do say, but you're not going to say about Mincha, the Koshkin Rosh Chodesh to like a Navi clown, which with the Gemara's that was the Gemara's rejection itself. For sure, Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't even have Navi at all, of course you're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh. What was the necessity of Rav saying both teachings? It's re and the re answered. He says, right, the chod mechalal chaver te'itmer. Actually, one was learned out from the other one. You're right. The truth is, Rav only said the second one about Yom Tov that falls on Shabbos. It's just that inferentially, obviously, you can learn when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, for sure you're not going to say that either. And the Gemara first brought that one and said that wasn't definitive, and then brought the second one, which was actually his original teaching. Ketivin next Tezder Masl, it begins the words of the Gemara, Shel Moli Shabbos, because if it wasn't Shabbos, a Navi by Mincha, there wouldn't be any saying of Navi by Mincha. Which Tezder asks, what do you mean there is no Haftarah of Navi by Mincha? And that is the Gemara brought Rav's teaching that Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, if we make the Haftarah of Navi by Mincha by Shabbos, you're not going to mention Yom Tov by the Bracha of the Haftarah, because if not for being Shabbos, you wouldn't have Navi by Mincha at all, and therefore you don't mention Yom Tov. Tais is bothered, but because Lari, the Tanan Beperek Shleish, the Megillah, the Gemara brings, and Rashi also addresses this question, and the Gemara in Daf Chafav Manav brings, B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Shabbos B'Mincha, Karin Shleisha, that on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos B'Mincha, you have three aliyahs, Ve'im Aftim B'Navi, and on those days you don't have Aftar B'Navi. How could our Gemara say that the case is Navi B'Mincha on Shabbos? So Rabbeinu Tam, he answers, the Navi da Hacha Hayne Ksuvim. Here when we're saying from the Navi, we don't mean Naviim, we mean the Ksuvim. Shahim Aftim Ksuvim B'Shabbos B'Mincha, there was a time period in history when they would actually make Aftaira on Shabbos B'Mincha with the Ksuvim, with the writings, the Amad Perak Kol Kisvei, brought later on, the Kofta Zayin Mabez, but Arda Piski Sidra. In Arda, they would be Piski, which the word Piski means they would make Aftaira, and they would make an order of Aftaira, B'Ksuvim B'Mincha, so the Shabbat, with the, what's called Tanakh, Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim, they would take from the Ksuvim and Mincha on Shabbos, or Megillah, and the Gemara Megillah was Ayub, but Navi Mamash, we're talking about Nevim itself, and that, you're right, that they wouldn't do on Shabbos and Mincha, but by Ksuvim, that they did have a time period when they actually did the Haftarah on Shabbos and Mincha, and that's what we're saying, that the brachas are going to be only of Shabbos, but not of that of Yom Tov, even though it's a Shabbos that's a Yom Tov too.